This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As it looks to shore up the Mideast ceasefire, the U.S. is vowing to help Palestinians rebuild Gaza after it was heavily damaged by Israeli strikes. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
First in Jerusalem and then in the West Bank, Secretary of State Antony Blinken pledged the U.S. will help support Palestinians, not only through aid, but by restoring ties.
The United States will be moving forward with the process to reopen our consulate in Jerusalem.
The office had been in charge of diplomatic relations with Palestinians, but Donald Trump infuriated them by downgrading its operations. Blinken told Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu that they both must use the ceasefire to address underlying challenges to peace. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin sit down for talks in Geneva on June 16th amid sharp disputes over election interference, cyber attacks, human rights, and Ukraine. Both countries have lowered expectations for breakthroughs at the summit, with neither in a mood to make concessions on their many disagreements. The United States called on Tuesday for the setting up of a second phase of investigation into the origins of the coronavirus, with international experts allowed to evaluate its sources in the early days of the outbreak. The U.S. Health Secretary Xavier Becerra said in a video message to the annual ministerial meeting of the World Health Organization, the phase two of the COVID origin study must be launched with terms of reference that are transparent, science-based, and give international experts the independence to fully assess the source of the virus in the early days of the outbreak. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The European Union expects to have received more than a billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines by the end of September from four drug makers, according to a document presented to EU leaders Tuesday. That document, seen by Reuters and prepared by the European Commission, shows the EU is confident of having enough vaccines to immunize its entire eligible population by that date, well beyond the initial goal of inoculating 70% of the adult population by the end of the summer. According to an inside source, a special grand jury has been impaneled to consider evidence surrounding former President Donald Trump's business dealings, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The seating of a new special grand jury suggests that the Manhattan District Attorney's Office is moving towards seeking criminal charges stemming from its two-year investigation into matters like hush money payments to women on Donald Trump's behalf, property valuations, employee compensation, and other items that may have come to light from Trump's tax records. District Attorney Cyrus Vance had been using an investigative grand jury, but this new panel could be asked to consider returning indictments. The Washington Post reports the grand jury will meet 3 days a week for 6 months and will work on other cases besides the Trump investigation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Minneapolis and other cities, crowds gathered to remember George Floyd a year after his death.
It was a day for grief, smiles, and long moments of silence at events held to mark the one-year anniversary since the death of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police. Members of Floyd's family met with President Biden and Vice President Harris in Washington, D.C., while at an event in downtown Minneapolis, billed as a celebration of life, Floyd's sister Bridget explained why she chose not to accompany her family to Washington.
We don't want a watered-down bill, right, Ms. Gwick, huh? We want the bill that we want.
The Minneapolis celebration included music, food trucks, a bouncy house. But just hours before the festivities began, the intersection where Floyd died was disrupted by the sound of gunfire.
Gotta be careful here with some gunshots. Excuse me.
Police say they believe one man was injured in the shooting. I'm Jennifer King.
Tuesday was a big day for almost half a dozen members of the UN Security Council. They set foot in the chamber for a meeting for the first time. The ambassadors from the five countries elected to the council for two-year terms starting January 1st got their first chance to sit in their chairs at the horseshoe-shaped council table Tuesday. So did Britain's new ambassador. The last time the 15-member council met in person in the chamber was December 7th, and it was during the pandemic before vaccines were available, and not all council members were happy there. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.